So your husband had about a 6th grade education. What? And he said that his brother was the one that was killed in Pershing's rainbow division.
Yeah, he was.
Uh-huh. What was your husband doing?
Well, he was only a youngster. He was, I think, it was about that time where he started his railroad career.
Mm-hmm.
He started first in a roundhouse, knocking fires. I guess that's, they were still coal burners, you know, knocking fires, cleaning the grates.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got old enough, why, they let him, he took a job tending switches. Now, that's not quite like a switchman. That's, well, they have a station, and they stay here, and they operate these switches for incoming and outgoing trains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when he got, of course, seniority, or it counts on the railroad, when he got older, then he took a job as switchman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was doing when, the crash come, and they, of course, the bigger engines and everything was cutting down the railroad terminals,
mm-hmm.
so there just wasn't any work back there.
Mm-hmm. How long did you see him before you decided to get married?
Oh, I think we went about 8-9 months, just about 8 or 9 months
mm-hmm.
before we got married.
Mm-hmm. Was your family active in any church or anything? Was your family active in a church or in any religious?
Well, my father's people and my mother's people were, of course, the way the distance and all they lived from church, they couldn't attend regularly, but they were very, very strict. And by the way, they were Baptists. And then we went back to Iowa. My father's people were Methodist. But as kids went, and I don't, my oldest aunt went, but my uncle, and however, at one time, he was very active in church and sang in the choir and everything, but something come up.
Mm-hmm.
That he just quit. That let an evangelist or a tabernacle meeting come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by the way, that's how we got the flu. When the flu was going on, or they was quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't go to Creston. That's where all the big
World War One.
Yeah,
big flu.
Mm-hmm. That's where so many died of that. They called it. Spanish flu now, or then they call it the swine flu now, because the pigs would get it. And so as soon as they lifted the quarantine, why, he went to a tabernacle meeting,
mm-hmm.
and he got the flu. Well, he worked. Usually it just hit you, and you didn't, you went to bed and you stayed there. But he didn't. He'd went out in the country and hauled in a load of hay, but he just kept dragging around. So after he'd had it a week, my aunt finally called the doctor. He wasn't getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that there was no symptoms of the flu, but he said, it's mighty funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the doctor says. He says, it's mighty funny, but there's no symptoms. So that was Sunday night. And Monday morning, my sister said, I think I'm taking the flu. And my aunt said, well, you better hurry to bed. Well, she went to bed. And then pretty soon my aunt says, I think I've got the flu. But she went to bed. And so my uncle told me I had to water the horses. He'd got a... well, they were just sort of colts, but they'd been, the people he bought them out of had petted them. and I had to take the horses down the bottom of the hill to water them, and they'd been petted so they wouldn't walk unless they had their muzzles hanging over your shoulders. Well, everything was fine going, but when I was pumping the water, I just, like that, I could hardly make it up the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. And and I got them in the barn. I went to the house. I said, I don't feel good. And my uncle said, well, I could, there's more chores there I could do. And so I just, my eyes just wouldn't stay open. And he said, yelled at me. And he said, well, if you're going to play off lazy, he says, you might as well get to bed. I went to bed and I stayed there for 3 days. And I thought, I was just wasting the time laying in bed. And so I asked my oldest aunt, she had a light case of it, and and she'd bring our meals up to her, to us. I'd ask her if I couldn't get up. Well, no, you better not get up. Well, the third day she said I could. Mm-hmm. So I got up and dressed and went downstairs, and I sat down in a chair, and I had to crawl on. I sat down. Mm-hmm. I got right up and had to crawl on back upstairs on my hands and knees. And then there was 10 days after that, they thought, didn't think I was going to make it. Mm-hmm. And so that was how I guess maybe it was a good thing we got it, because I've evaded a lot of other flu epidemics that they've had.
Going to the hospital for that thing? Was that
the
time? Or is that was the one that put you in the hospital? Or did you have to go to the hospital?
Oh, no. This is down in Canton. They didn't take patients to the hospital with the flu. Mm. That was a little hospital there. Was just more of a emergency. Mm-hmm. If you had a contagious disease, you stayed at home.
Mm-hmm. So the time your mother came out, was that... You said that once earlier.
No, that was after I was married.
Oh.
That, I hadn't had surgery, and had all kind of... in fact, the doctor said I had flu then, mm-hmm. but I had a cesarean, mm-hmm. An appendectomy, and a tubal removed, besides flu. It was 5 days there. They said I couldn't live, but that's when my mother came. Mm-hmm. And...
So when you were, you grew up there, and in that household, do you remember who made most of the decisions when you were living there?
My old maid aunt.
Your old maid aunt?
Mm-hmm.
So was that over the whole household? Was she sort of in charge?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course, livestock and things. My uncle, he helped out on that. I know they they had a calf one time, and it was supposed to have been hers and my oldest aunt's, little bull calf. It was only about that big. So one of the farmers wanted to buy him. Well, my old maid aunt says, well, there'll be the tax money. Well, they never saw that tax money. That was like the dollar I was supposed to get for breaking the cat. Mm.
So, when you got married, when did you move out then, or where did you live after you were married?
No, we set up our own housekeeping.
Uh-huh. Where was that?
Huh?
Where was it that you lived?
That was Creston.
In Creston.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where did you move to? Did you buy a little house?
Oh, no, we had to rent. I never bought a house until 46, mm-hmm. The war.
So you rented a house, was that in town or did you...
In town, yeah, because my husband was in the railroad, mm-hmm. and they had to be, on 24-hour call,
mm-hmm.
when you might say they was bucking the extra board.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't bucking the extra board exactly, but there was times, you know, they'd lay off men. Well, they'd be short. Well, then the regular men had to be on call in case any of them couldn't show up. They'd double them through.
Mm-hmm. Was he home much?
Well, he was in a, you might say, the yard gang there, because he wasn't on a train going, so he was home on his off hours. But the train gang, our crew, you might call them, I shouldn't call them a gang, they were out away from home a lot because they had right at the end of their old mileage, I think it's 100 miles, mm-hmm. and they had to lay over there. Mm-hmm. And if they couldn't come turn around and either deadhead or work back. So that took, even though they paid them more money, they didn't end up as much in the long run because their overhead was too much.
So your husband worked in the yard?
Yes, he was in the yard. Uh-huh.
And can you tell me something about him? What was he like?
Well, he had a dual personality. He could be as sweet as he could be one minute, and fly off would handle the next. He was good. He was big-hearted, and generous to an extent. But he had an Irish background. They thought it was an honor to fight at the drop of a hat. I told him one time. I said, "Well, there's our sin. There's he's a good man. He'll fight at the drop of a hat." And after I heard that about a couple of years, I began to get sick of it. And I said, "Well, in my estimation," I said, "it don't take much of a man to start a fight. It takes a doggone good one to stay out of a fight." They never said that in front of me again. Oh, they were fighters.
Did he get in fights?
Oh, he would. Yeah, he'd fight.
Mm-hmm.
But he was tall and slender. He had a nice build. He wasn't bad looking, but he's always well liked with the people he worked with.
Mm-hmm.
But he could get kind of nasty with the neighbors if they disturbed him while he was sleeping. Of course, he hadn't slept days so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did he work on late shifts then, or
he liked the night shifts?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the older men, they wanted the days, but he liked night shifts. Well, I thought the night shifts are always the best to work because there's not as much confusion, and all the brass is not around looking down your neck, and you just got more freedom. You feel, well, during the war, they always told us that the night shifts put out, or the swing shifts, put out more work than the days or the graveyard, either one. Because, it's, well, in the graveyard shift, they said they was always sleepy when they come in and didn't get started at work till 3 o'clock in the morning. But that's what they told us. I don't know. But I know later that some of them that was on the graveyard, because they said it was they had problems at home that they couldn't work any other shift, so they let them work the graveyard shift. Well, come find out they never got started to work till 3, so they brought them back on, they told them either days or swing.
Mm-hmm. So he would work swing shift. What kinds of things did the two of you do together?
Well, there wasn't much we could do together with him working on the railroad like he did. They we'd go to shows and we'd visit back and forth, and we didn't, a time or two, he'd get me a pass, I'd go to Chicago or Colorado, but he couldn't afford the time off, so So we never had, it wasn't much diversion. Mm-hmm. Just as you'd make it, just in a little old country neighborhood, you might say. Mm-hmm.
Did in terms of like managing the household, which of you would manage?
Well, I had everything to do. You give me the paycheck, and I had the bills to pay. Mm-hmm. Even had to buy his clothes. Uh-huh. If he wanted a new suit of clothes, I'd have to walk in. We didn't have a car, only just a little while there. Mm-hmm. I'd walk into town, which was a mile, mm-hmm. and pick out a couple of coats, take them home, let him take his pick of what he, which mm-hmm. one he liked. Mm-hmm. Then I'd have to take the extra one back and pick up the pants that went with and the vest that went with his others. And, of course, his work clothes, why, it was the same thing all the time. It's such and such size overalls and shirts, and almost get the shirts with the long tails.
Were you able to make decisions about buying things, or did you usually...
we talked that over together. He'd say... Oh, if we need another piece of furniture, why, well, you go and pick it out. Well, then I'd go to town and get a piece. I was satisfied with what I got.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you do during the time when he was at work?
I stayed home and took care of my youngster, and mm-hmm. then I sewed, and I had a garden. And talk back and forth with the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. When was you have a daughter, right? Yeah, when was she born?
When was she? Mm-hmm. She's born in at 24. Mm-hmm. She's asleep in there now.
Oh, uh-huh.
This is her. It's her house.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she works at Long Beach Memorial in the psychopathic ward. So, she has the night shift.
Mm-hmm.
She has sleep days.
So, she was born in 1924, and you knew was she born by cesarean, or?
No, she wasn't.
Uh-huh.
But the second baby was.
Mm-hmm.
She should have been. One of those things.
Mm-hmm.
They had only had one operating room, and there was another girl in there that had the same trouble I did. It was that was a pathetic thing, but they got a pretty big hospital back there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, your daughter was about 6 or so when the depression hit then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And was your husband, how long was he able to work before they started laying off the railroad people?
Well, let's see. We come out here in 34. I think he was off 2 years. I think he was laid off in 32.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to California in 34. So
mm-hmm.
Dates kind of slipped by me.
Mm-hmm.
Last
somewhere around between 32 and 34?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I can remember this last place we lived in that house 4 years, and mm-hmm. I remember the date with me, the year we moved out of here, and the years that we lived in that little house.
Did, when you moved to California, was the main reason because there would be
job
mm-hmm. uh-huh, so you'd been in Iowa.
Yeah, he was born and raised there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he had been, when he was... youngster, I think he was about 16, he got it, and he said he wanted to see the country, and he bummed around. He went to Michigan and up to that country. And I think he worked in a TB sanitarium up there in, let's see, I believe it was Howell, Michigan, where their TB sanitarium was. Then he come back home. He'd seen, he was bumming around, and he got tired of sauerkraut and dill pickles. He said, that's about all the handout he said he ever got was sauerkraut and dill pickles.
So, then California just seemed like a place to come at the time, or did you know anyone else in
Canada? Well, two of my sisters were out here, mm-hmm. and my older sister's husband was, he had a, in the hay business over at Paramount, and that's, he come out to work for him. Mm-hmm. He worked for him a year, mm-hmm. and then, from that time, we went to, moved to Glendale, and he worked a year in, I think it was a year in Forest Lawn, mm-hmm. and then hired on the Southern Pacific, mm-hmm. and then he was there until he died in 47. Mm-hmm. He'd been, 44. Mm-hmm. 43, yeah. I hadn't been working at Lockheed. I went to work at Lockheed in April of 43. Mm-hmm. And I think it was that October. He was run over by a train, lost his arm, shoulder and all. Mm-hmm. So we only lived 3 years after that. Mm-hmm.
So that, then you were... living in California at the time during the war, you were living in the Glen. Was it still living in Glendale?
That's where we lived when he first went to work. Then we moved to Los Angeles. He worked out at Taylor Yards, mm-hmm. up there on San Fernando Road. Uh-huh. We moved to Los Angeles to be closer to his work.
Mm-hmm. So where in Los Angeles were you living?
At the time he, we lived in, moved from Glendale down to the Glassell area. Mm-hmm. That's right between Glendale and Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then we moved down to, that area there where we bought our place, it's kind of like in a no man's land. I didn't know whether it was bordered Elation Park, Lincoln Heights, Highland Park, and Glassell. It was just a little spot down in there, but we got our mail, people's address or mail to Highland Park. But we got it for a while through Lincoln Heights. Mm-hmm. And then they rezoned and changed it to Glassell. Mm-hmm. So that's the area we lived in.
Did, when you were living there, it sounds like your husband was able to work all through the Depression, even though he had to change jobs?
Well, not all through the Depression, because it was, let's see, at 2 years back there that he didn't have any work at all.
Oh, okay.
And then after we moved out here, why, of course, the pay was scant, but nevertheless, we made enough to get by on. Mm-hmm. And then when he went to work on the railroad, why, that was in 46, mm-hmm. or 36.
How did you live during those 2 years?
Well, back in Iowa, we had, we planted a garden, mm-hmm. and we got quite a few little potatoes, about as big as a little hen egg, and eggs 5 cents a dozen. We had a lot of potatoes and eggs. Mm-hmm. And the first year, we had a good garden, and it canned a lot. But the next year was drought, mm-hmm. so the garden part wasn't any... couldn't even eat the beans, the green beans, you know, they were so dry and woody. And then after we come out here, why, what little, he made trucking, why, groceries was cheap, and we just got along the best we could. The worst part was when he went to work on the railroad, they only paid every 2 weeks, but it took his first 2 weeks for his equipment. So he learned to, he liked meat and potatoes and gravy. So I'd get, I scratched up a little housework enough to get a few pennies to buy the meat and the bread, but rice is cheaper than potatoes. So he learned to eat rice and gravy. Of course, he needed something to stick with his bones, and by that time, well, then he had a good paycheck, and the worst of it was over. Mm-hmm.
So did you stay in that area up to the time of the war, or?
There was a little while that time he went to work up at Port White Mimi on the railroad up there. Mm-hmm. Well, I went up there and worked at the port. And then we come back to Los Angeles and lived right there, in the whole area. Mm-hmm. And then after he lost his arm, we bought that place right there in the same area. Mm-hmm. And stayed there until... I sold it in 78, and my daughter here is alone, and I was alone, so we just decided to consolidate.